Hello, and welcome to English for You. I'm Seb.
And I'm Seb's best partner, Laura.
Yeah!
Yay! Okay, and what are we talking about today?
We've got an awesome subject for you today.
We do.
Yeah, we do. We're talking about monsters and magical beasts.
Kind of like that. I love fantasy stories or scary stories.
Do you remember that movie, Magical Fantastic Beasts and Where to Find
Them?
Ah, I love that movie.
Yeah. Same here. Mm-hmm. Okay.
So what kind of magic beasts and animals are there in Taiwan?
Like,
what ones did you learn about as a kid?
Oh, okay. This one you probably don't know. It's a Taiwanese, kind of like a local story. 就是虎姑婆, kind of like tiger, which basically it's a story to tell the kids to behave or else you'll get in trouble. Get eaten by the scary tiger witch, 虎姑婆, that is.
But don't the kids misbehave in that one though, right?
I think
they
so.
Do.
I think the tiger witch will actually bite or eat your fingers if you don't behave.
Oh, okay. Mm. Oh, nasty. Okay, well, actually, our article today is about another kind of magical monster which does something bad to children.
Uh-huh.
So, well, let's just get started.
Okay.
Yeah.
Reading. The Magic and Mystery of Sweden's Trolls. Last year, director Ali Abbasi released Border, the magical story of an airport worker who discovers she's a troll. An instant hit, this Swedish movie was praised for being completely original. However, the mythology that it's based on is nothing new. In fact, it may be as old as Sweden itself. In Sweden, trolls have long filled people with fear and wonder. For centuries, it was believed these powerful creatures lived deep in the wild. They looked similar to humans and could be as tall as mountains. However, they could also turn themselves into rocks and trees to hide in plain sight. At night, trolls would creep into local villages and steal away naughty children. One way to avoid this terrible fate was for the villagers to keep the trolls out in the open until morning. If this happened, they would freeze and turn into stone. Today, many large rocks across the country are believed to be former trolls. They're reminders of the monsters that Sweden will never forget.
Okay, so our article today starts by looking at a movie that came out recently.
Wow.
Yeah, it says, last year, director Ali Abbasi released Border, the magical story of an airport worker who discovers she's a troll. Have you seen the trailer for this?
No, I should, right?
It looks really sweet, actually. It's a really sweet movie. Yeah, I was kind of moved.
Oh,
yeah.
So it's kind of like a touching movie. Then.
Yeah, it looks like a touching movie.
Okay,
yeah.
Not so scary. Okay, so 去年呢，这个导演啊，他的名字有点难念，阿里。Okay, okay, 他发行了《Border》这部电影哦，它是一个关于一个在机场工作的人，他竟然发现。他是一个 troll、okay?
How do you do that?
Okay,
suddenly realize you're
funny,
a troll、
right? 这是一个神奇的故事那 troll 是什么呢、mm-hmm. 其实它就是传说中的山怪啦或是巨人有点像是我们台湾民间传说的魔仙啊 That's Taiwanese、
mm-hmm. oh, 魔仙啊
魔仙啊 Kind of like a ghost
Okay But、mm-hmm. what is Ali Abbasi? He's not、
right.
a ghost, is he? He's、
no.
a director、mm-hmm. Now, a director is someone who is in charge of making movies So directors are different from actors、mm-hmm. They're not 演員 They don't normally appear in the movie, right?、
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes they do, occasionally But normally, a director doesn't go on screen.
I know some directors who like to be in their
movies. Who love themselves. They, yeah.
Yes, like you love yourself.
Yeah. But most directors are telling the actors how to act.
Right.
They're making sure the cameraman is using the camera correctly.
Yeah.
They're making sure the music is good. They're in charge, basically.
Mm-hmm.
So what are some other words we can use when we're talking about movies and the people who make movies? We could talk about, well, we saw cameraman. We just used the word cameraman. That's a 摄影师, right? Yeah. and we also have producers as well.
摄影师啦。
摄影师。
Your Chinese is so bad. Oh. Okay, I'm just kidding.
Okay, 摄影师。And producers as well. So a producer is like a director, but they don't actually control how the film is being made.
Right.
They do more of the business stuff. They get the money, they promote
it. I want to be a producer.
Yeah, I want to be a producer too. It's also a good Broadway musical. producers.
Wow.
Anyway, we've got an example sentence for you now about directors. It is one, a director you probably know. Steven Spielberg is probably the most famous director in Hollywood right now.
Shut up. I was going to mention him in my teaching. Okay, director 是什么呢? Yeah, we think alike. 就是导演啦。我们都想要当 producer, 制作人。所以导演是比较辛苦的哦。那通常我们可以看到是像是 a movie director, 就是电影的导演。Okay, 或者是 in a play or in a musical, you can also have a director in that. And also like music albums.
Yes,
I think you can have that as well. Okay, like you do music videos kind of thing.
Right,
okay. My favorite directors, there are a few. Steven Spielberg, you already mentioned. I actually love Back to the Future, those series, okay? And Quentin Tarantino, is that how you say it? He's the director of Kill Bill.
Yes. Oh, yeah. I love Kill Bill.
Quentin. He likes to appear in his movies as well.
He does.
And of course, our Taiwanese director, Lee Ann Ang Lee. Very famous.
Yes. So what does Ang Lee do? What does Steven Spielberg do? What does Quentin Tarantino do? They all release movies. Now, what happens when a movie is released? Well, when a movie is released, it is put out so that the public can watch it. So when we said that Border was released in 2018, that means that it started appearing in the cinemas that year.
Yeah.
We can also use release to mean that a company has put out a new product for people to buy as well. So release is actually very flexible. We can use it as a noun as well. We can talk about a release, and that is a new movie that has just come out. So we've got an example sentence now. Apple will release a new iPhone in 2020. Will they?
I don't know. Well, I
want to
get one, or
you
can give me one.
I still have the 6.
As my birthday present. Anyways, release, 当作动词就是发行。那通常我们可以发行电影啦、光碟或者是录影带都可以哦。比方像是 The band's latest album will be released next week. 我们就是提到该乐队的最新专辑将在下周发行哦。
Right.And it says, an instant hit, this Swedish movie was praised for being completely original. Ooh, so never done before, right?
I'm pretty sure. Okay, it sounds very original, the plot. Okay, 这部瑞典电影立即成为一个 hit, okay? Hit, 当作名词，而且在本课当中是卖座的电影啦，或是有卖座演出这样的意思。它是被誉为超级有创意的哦，的电影。
So hit, we just saw that word hit. Now when I say hit, I'm not talking about the verb to hit someone. I'm talking about the noun, which means a film, a TV show, or a song that is really, really popular. So some examples of hit songs, for example, might be Despacito, the song by Luis Fonsi that everyone was singing forever, or Shape of You by Ed Sheeran, that's another hit.Now, we can use hit in a lot of different ways. We can talk about something being a hit with someone or something, and that means to be popular with a certain audience. So we could say that Justin Bieber was a hit with young people, right? Because, well, like, really young people, right? Because I wasn't really that into him. Anyway, there are different types of hits. We can talk about an instant hit, for example. That's something which is immediately popular, immediately very successful. A sleeper hit, and that is a movie or a film or some music which comes out and isn't popular at first, but maybe 5 years later, 10 years later, becomes very popular.Or we could talk about a cult movie. Now, cult movies are special because when they come out, maybe not everyone likes them, but a small group of people love them so much that they might dress up like the characters, they might look out for the director's next movies, they might have special viewing parties. Examples of this could be something like Tim Burton's movie, The Night Before Christmas. Now, our example sentence for hit is, this year, Lady Gaga had a big hit with the song Shallow.
Hit!Doesn't mean this, okay?
Hit, we don't hit this.
非常的成功，非常卖座的意思。所以 if a hit movie, we could also call it a blockbuster blockbuster.
Right,
okay?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. 或者如果我们说某部电影票房很高, you could say the movie did well at the box office. Mm-hmm. Of course, you could use it with another word like Sebastian mentioned, mm-hmm. a hit record, 就是很畅销、right. mm-hmm. 很夯很红的一个专辑啊唱片、mm-hmm. or a hit song. I'm in love with the shape of you. Okay, I can't sing. Okay,、mm-hmm. so you could also say the show was a smash or a big hit.
Oh yeah, smash hit.
Right,
yeah, right.
就是超畅销的、mm-hmm. 超成功的、
yeah. Top of the charts.
That's right. Yes, and of course, of you could talk about the album is a collection of the group's greatest hits. That means、right. the group's most popular and successful、mm-hmm. songs. Okay, so 看回刚刚的句子，它是说 an instant hit.然后中间我们后来看到还有些 da-da-da-da-da, being completely、mm-hmm. original, 是一个分词构句的用法、mm-hmm. 所以它的原句应该讲这样子啊，就是 This Swedish movie was an instant hit and it was praised for being completely original. 所以大家呢、right. 哦、风评是非常好，觉得它太有创意了、mm-hmm. However,
so this movie was a big hit. However,the mythology that it is based on is nothing new. Okay, that's interesting. The mythology is nothing new.
Interesting.、Mm. 然而这样的神话并不是以这个什么创新的故事为基础、哦 mm-hmm. Mythology 特别就是它是指某一个国家或是宗教的一之类的神话啦。比方像是我可以想到的是、she's fascinated by the stories of classical mythology. Okay,、mm-hmm. like ancient Greek and Roman right, myths, right. those、mm-hmm. kind of things. Okay.它被古典神话的故事给迷住了、mm-hmm. We also saw the phrase be based on something 就是以什么为根据或是为基础、mm-hmm. We usually hear the story is based on real life events、right. So it's developed、mm-hmm. from real life events、mm-hmm. basically
And we also heard that it was nothing new as well、oh, When we say、yeah. something is nothing new It means、mm-hmm. it's very old
Right
In fact, this、mythology、
right.
It may be as old as Sweden itself Okay,
Super old.
very old then, very
okay.
old.
这个句子里面的 itself 是用来强调特定事物的、mm-hmm. 这个本身怎么样，自身怎么样 ，OK?、Mm-hmm. 那这个用法限用于这个单数名词或者是代名词之后，所以文中的整句话的意思是关于这个说这个山怪的神话啦，就像瑞典这个国家的历史一样的悠久哦。嗯哼。我们刚刚是不是看到一个很难的句型 ？OK， 我要讲出它的规则、哦，就是主词一加 be 动词或者是一般动词，再接 as， 后面可以接一个形容词或是副词，再接 as， 然后再接这个、第二个主词。我觉得这样听起来好像很复杂，待会我就会给例句，不用担心哦。那要注意哦，这个有三大重点，就是这个句型是为形容词或者是副词的原级比较的基本用法，表示两者有相同的特色或是特征。比方像是 I'm as fun as Sebastian， 我们两个一样的好玩哦。那这个句型还可以搭配程度副词，比方像是 almost、just、quite、nearly 等等的字来修饰很接近这样的程度。比方像是呢、I think Sebastian is almost as tall as Sam. I'm not really sure. 我只是故意说他们好像差不多高哦。造个例句而已哦，不用太认真。再来我们看一下第三个重点，就是这个句型的否定句型是 not as...或是 so 再接上一个形容词或是副词再接 as 什么什么表示不如什么什么比方像是好了，我举一个我比较熟的好朋友 Albie 好了 Albie is not as pretty as Jolene Sorry Albie, but you're cute
Alby is going to kill you.
I know, but she won't be watching this show, I hope. I'll make sure she doesn't
You'd better
watch
hope、
it.
she's not watching this show. Anyway, back to our article, and it says,、mm-hmm. In Sweden, trolls have long filled people with fear and wonder.
I used to like trolls, though, like as
me
toys.
Too, me、
right?
too.
They're so cool.、Mm-hmm. Okay, so 在瑞典了，我们来看一下这个 trolls, 山怪、mm-hmm. 它长久以来是让人们充满了恐惧 fear, 还有惊奇不过注意一下，这里的 long 是副词哦，不是形容词哦，它是表示长久的、长时间的如何如何。Mm-hmm. Fill somebody with something 就是充满什么什么的感觉，或是强烈感受到什么什么。
Mm-hmm. Right, they're filling them with wonder. Now, wonder is a noun,、mm-hmm. and it's a feeling of awe or a feeling of being amazed,、wow. something that makes us go, wow. So imagine looking down from the top of a beautiful mountain at a big view, or watching the northern lights, that's the 极光, right? 极光. Or swimming over a coral reef. Those are all amazing things that make us go, wow, and fill us with wonder.
Right.
So it's this amazing feeling. Now, a similar feeling, we could also talk about awe.
Right.
Awe is just like wonder. It's kind of like, oh my God, I can't believe how great this is.
A-W-E, that's how you spell it.
A-W-E, yes, awe. And thrilling, something that is thrilling is something that's very exciting. It thrills us. So the verb form is to thrill.
Right.
So we've got an example sentence here, and it's similar to something we just talked about. We watched the solar eclipse with wonder.
Wow, I like watching that as well. Okay, wonder.
It's a big event.
我们都知道 wonderful, 好棒哦。但是 wonder 在这里是个名词，就是惊奇或是惊叹这样的意思。比方像是 the child's eyes were filled with wonder during the trip to the circus.Maybe he's watching Dumbo.
Yeah.
Okay. Or what about watching the fireworks show with wonder and amazement?
Oh, yeah, yeah. I would definitely do that. I love
that.
Fireworks.
Same. Yeah. Okay, they're expensive though. Okay, let's continue reading.
Yes, next line. For centuries, it was believed these powerful creatures lived deep in the wild.
So they do exist, okay? So 好几百年来人们相信这些哇神奇或是强大的生物是住在衍生某个深处角落。Centuries 就是有好几百年 ,100 years, okay?
Long, long time.
Yeah, in the wild, 在这里是在野生环境中。那 it was believed, 哒哒哒哒哒就是有点巨信什么什么或是大家都这么深信的哦。
Yes, so now it talks a little bit about what the trolls were like.
Yeah.
It says they looked similar to humans and could be as tall as mountains.
Ooh, here's that.
Very, very big.
Grammar point, as tall as. Okay, so 他们看起来其实就像人类啦，可是呢，他们可能跟山一样高大哦，huge.
很大。
Yeah.
Yeah. Next line. However, they could also turn themselves into rocks and trees.To hide in plain sight.
Interesting. Okay, so 他们还可能把自己变身成岩石啦，还有树木，以藏身在乍看之下很显眼的地方，好可怕。Turn A into B 就是将 A 转变为 B。那 in plain sight 就是表示显而易见、一目了然的地方，所以他们会躲起来，你可能看不见 trolls。
I know that's scary, right? You don't know they're there.And what's worse, at night, trolls would creep into local villages and steal away naughty children. Now I see why it's like the tiger.
Yeah, it's kind of like 虎姑婆.
Yeah.
Okay, so you better behave, kids. 晚上山怪会爬行到当地的村庄，然后偷走调皮的小孩, so don't be naughty.
One way to avoid this terrible fate was for the villagers to keep the trolls out in the open until morning. Huh, I wonder why that would be.
Okay, 所以有一个避免这样的厄运的方式就是怎么样呢？村民可以把山怪留在户外或是野外直到早上。为什么呢？We'll find out.
Okay, so we're talking about fate. Now, fate is a noun. And when we use the word fate, we're describing the things that happen to us that are out of our control, especially bad or unpleasant things.In the article, we're using the word to emphasize the fact that the villagers' children getting kidnapped was a terrible thing.Because who likes having their children kidnapped? Another good example of fate is the following sentence. I wouldn't wish such a fate on my worst enemy. That's saying that something bad has happened to someone you don't like, but it's so bad that you feel bad for them. You wouldn't wish that such a bad thing would happen to that person. Now we have another example sentence of fate here. The witch cursed the young girl with a terrible fate. So something terrible was going to happen to her.
Is that the witch in Wizard of the Oz?
Could be.
Which is Lee's week. Okay, fate 是什么呢？是命运，尤其是指厄运哦。比方像是呢 a surprising turn or twist of fate.
Right.
Okay, or they thought they would never see each other again, but fate brought them back together.
Oh, that's good fate, right? That's good fate.
Yeah, that's a good fate. Okay, and we also mentioned the open. 这里的 open 是指野外、户外这样的意思哦。
Yes.So if this happened, they would freeze and turn into stone.
Oh,
this happens in a lot of stories about trolls. In The Lord of the Rings as well, the trolls turn into stone because they stay out until the morning. So it's a common belief that trolls turn to stone.
Interesting.、Mm-hmm. Okay, 所以因为这样的话呢，他们就会怎么样 ？Trolls 他们就会不动、freeze 就是定住不动，然后呢、就会变成石头。
Mm-hmm. Exactly. Today, many large rocks across the country, that's Sweden, are believed to be former trolls.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. 所以现在在瑞典啊，就是有些这个大石头，他们就相信说，这可能是以前的山怪。嗯，这里又看到、mm-hmm. 之前我们有 it is believed that、mm-hmm. 或是这里的什么 they are believed to blah blah blah、
right.
就是只说据信什么什么 same kind of idea、mm-hmm.
and it turns out these stones are also something else it says、mm-hmm. they're reminders of the monsters that Sweden will never forget、mm-hmm. I would never forget the trolls if they were real
I know、mm-hmm. 他们让人想起瑞典无法忘记的怪物 reminder 在这里是指使人想起的东西、mm-hmm. 或者它也可以指提醒人的一些事物哦、mm-hmm. 比方像是 Your letter came as a timely reminder that we need to arrange a meeting、mm-hmm. Okay, so we could use reminder in several ways
We could, yeah
We also saw the word monster
Yes, we、uh-huh. did And a monster is a noun and it's a big scary creature Well, you know by now、
yeah.
It's a big scary creature、mm-hmm. that scares, kills or sometimes even eats people So monsters aren't real, thankfully but they exist in almost every culture We have lots of stories about monstersWe were talking about them earlier.、In the UK, we have、some different kind of water demons and monsters, like、oh. kelpies. Those are kind of like、these water demons that live in lakes and drown people.、the Loch Ness Monster as well.、
Mm-hmm.
A giant snake.
And we have 红衣小女
孩 Oh, yeah.
In Taiwan.
Oh, I've heard about that one. I don't、like that one.That's a scary one. We can also use monster to mean someone who is a terrible or evil person、mm. because we're comparing them to a monster. So if I say to Laura, you're a monster!
I know I am.
you wouldn't think with this smile.
I'm a cookie monster.
But cookie monster too.、and we have an example sentence of monster as well. Not of the kind of monster that Laura is, but the kind of monster you would find in Greek myths.Greek myths are filled with gods and monsters.
Mm-hmm. I hope I'm a hot-looking monster. 开玩笑了 ，monster 是什么？是、mm-hmm. 通常是指虚构的怪物或是怪兽。Mm-hmm. 但是我通常都想到这个卡通电影的 Monsters Inc.、
Oh,
怪兽电力公司，还有可爱的 Cookie Monster，、mm-hmm. 就是 Sesame Street、mm-hmm. 芝麻街里面的饼干怪兽。Mm-hmm. I love、mm-hmm. those monsters. But you could also have scary ones、mm-hmm. like what Seb mentioned, a sea monster,、mm-hmm. right? Or、basically, I like to watch、monster movies. Basically,、mm-hmm. a movie about monsters. So
Godzilla.
Yeah, yeah.、Mm-hmm. those are great. Okay, well, we're super out of time,、mm-hmm. so we better get on to ourChat question for
yes,
the chat.
Yes, let's do that.、Mm-hmm.
For you chat. Well, I did mention in our introduction about 虎姑婆 and a little、mm-hmm. bit of 红衣小女孩、mm-hmm. Now, here's a for you chat question for you and、
okay.
you out there. What magical creatures did you learn about growing、mm. up? Talk about them.
Okay, well, there is one which is very well known in the UK,、
uh-huh.
and I mentioned it very briefly just now. It's the Loch Ness Monster.、Mm-hmm. Now, this is a giant sea snake that apparently lives in a lake, Loch Ness,、mm-hmm. in Scotland. And there's a lot of talk about whether it's real or not, because there's a photo from、mm. 90 years ago, which、mm-hmm. apparently shows the Loch Ness Monster. It's an、
nice.
Enormous snake.
巨蛇
yes
蟒蛇之类的、
mm-hmm.
huge,
enormous
kind、
yeah.
of like 白蛇传、mm-hmm. you know actually there's a dragon boat、
really?
festival kind of like myth that's kind、mm-hmm. of about snakes
ah okay、
yeah.
well this one they say apparently comes
it's a
good
from snake, though.
It's like an old dinosaur that survived
oh
or
even、
like、
it's、
that.
huge
yeah、
oh,
huge,
I've seen pictures of that
yeah,
I didn't know
yeah,
what you're talking about
that's the
Loch Ness monster、mm-hmm. okay I see、
mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. so this lake is filled with mystery
so is it real
People go there to try and find it. But,
what about mermaids? Do you think they're real?
I've not seen、okay. a mermaid personally.、Mm-hmm. I would like to think that they are. But、
okay.
no proof yet. No、
okay.
proof yet. Anyway, it's time for you guys to talk about、
yeah.
what magical creatures you、mm-hmm. learned about growing up.、there are a lot in Taiwan you can go through that we haven't talked about today. So you guys get started on that. And we're going to go and hang out for a bit.
Okay, let's、yeah. do that.
Awesome. Okay.、
Bye.
Well, see ya.
The Magic and Mystery of Sweden's Trolls. Last year, director Ali Abbasi released Border, the magical story of an airport worker who discovers she's a troll. An instant hit, this Swedish movie was praised for being completely original. However, the mythology that it's based on is nothing new. In fact, it may be as old as Sweden itself. In Sweden, trolls have long filled people with fear and wonder. For centuries, it was believed these powerful creatures lived deep in the wild. They looked similar to humans and could be as tall as mountains. However, they could also turn themselves into rocks and trees to hide in plain sight. At night, trolls would creep into local villages and steal away naughty children. One way to avoid this terrible fate was for the villagers to keep the trolls out in the open until morning. If this happened, they would freeze and turn into stone. Today, many large rocks across the country are believed to be former trolls. They're reminders of the monsters that Sweden will never forget.
Vocabulary Review.
Director. The director has won many awards for her exciting movies. Release. The singer's next song will be released in December, just in time for Christmas. Hit. We're sure that this musical will be a big hit on Broadway. Wonder. Stephen was filled with wonder when he saw the big, beautiful animals at the zoo. Fate. The fate of every chicken on this farm is to become someone's lunch. Monster. This is a story about a terrible monster and the hero who fought it.
智慧小补帖.
Mythology. Reminder.